Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary to our good friend, Sam Norwood. Sam, happy anniversary. 12 great years. We appreciate your steadfast support of all the things we do, and we will let's do 12 more.
Yeah, I'd like that. This seems to have taken on a life of its own, and I'm happy with it.
Well, good. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen.
We have a good time. We're going to learn something.
Senior partner with Tatum LLC has been with us now 12 years this week, and bringing us the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions, as he does every month. We've been doing this now for, golly, I guess that's 144 times, right, right, Sam?
Yep, exactly.
So, anyway, thanks for being part of our day and of our life and the work that we do here. Sam, we're talking about the Tatum Survey, the business conditions. We've got a lot of green arrows. A big part of that is in the area of sales, because both of your sales numbers are up.
Exactly. And if we look at the order backlogs, now not every business has order backlogs. Retailers don't. We also have clients that are educational institutions, and they don't. But the ones that do, they have order backlogs. Orders come in and they are for delivery at a later time. Those shot up in the last 30 days, and that gives a great indication about what the next near-term future looks like for the sales. And so the orders on hand are very strong. And partly as a result of that, employment also mm-hmm. is really strong. That's and we're so happy to see that. And the numbers that came in this week confirm that it's better than most people expect. We think it's going to get continue to be better than most people are thinking. And the good news is, even though unemployment went up by 0.1%, it was because more people entered the workforce. And that's the reason for optimism.
What do you think
back.
Over the next, you know, one thing that's going on, Sam, right now that troubles me is we've got millions of people who are really having a tough time right now, and there's almost nothing being said or done about them.
And that's
bothering me I was in the airport yesterday, and I went up to a fast food place, and the machine took care of almost everything I needed.
Yeah, people, the jobs these days, when you go to interview for a job, they expect you to be already expert at what mm-hmm. they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
and so you need to get that expertise outside of business. And I wish we had more programs that would help individuals be able to be prepared for today's jobs, not yesterday's, but today's jobs.
If there's one thing that our education system and our society, to a large degree, has missed is in the last decade, let's say the last generation. It's been making sure that our workforce is prepared for psychologically, emotionally, and technically prepared for a 21st century job.
Yes, responsibility and discipline are part of that.
Yep.
It's using your brain power more than your muscle power. It's knowing something very specific and being able to do it really well,
right,
so that it's genuinely helpful to someone who is in a position to pay you for that expertise and that effort.
Right, right.
And it may not be in your backyard.
Right.
There have been times when we've had migrations to places that are more economically attractive. You have to go where the job opportunities are, even if it means leaving your family or bringing mm-hmm. your family, but leaving your friends behind.
Right.
We have to have the willingness to go seek and the willingness to change, and then just the enthusiasm to take in change and embrace it.
And we've got to realize that every 21st century job doesn't need a $500,000 education.
That's for sure. And
with $500,000 worth of debt put on the family that gets the degree.
It seems like recently the thing is, if you don't go to college, something's wrong with you. But that's just totally incorrect. I think it's really bad. If you can learn how to do something useful with your hands and your brain, it's going to be using more of your brain than your hands. But doing something productive that is useful to somebody else is the key, and it doesn't take a college education. And just like your previous speaker was talking about, 80-20, that's an MBA.
Yeah.
That's an MBA in 30 minutes. The application of that very simple rule in running your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, so the good news is, folks, it looks like, according to the Tatum survey, the order backlogs, which I call the sales pipeline, is up.
Yep.
The current past 30 days and the next 60 days are looking good. Employment is up little by little. You know, this is a what we're doing right now with this recovery and with this retooling, reloading of our employment situation, Sam. This is something that's been a lot longer term. Getting to this condition has taken longer than people think. It's going to take longer to fix it.
Yes,
hopefully,
it is.
When we get it fixed, though, hopefully, we'll have the workforce and the marketplace. You know, would be a fully 21st century workforce and marketplace, and hopefully, we can build on that. And maybe the real expansion, folks, is going to happen, you know, in the latter part of this decade and all the next decade. You have to think about it in those terms. TatumLLC.com is Sam's website, too, by the way. We'll take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.